Well, in 2 weeks from today, we'll know the results of the British general election. 136 candidates are vying for 18 seats in the north. Sinn Féin had a disappointing performance here in the local and European elections. So can they recover and gain ground in the UK general election? And how will the DUP fare with its interim leader, Gavin Robinson? Well, he told the BBC's The View programme that the more seats for Sinn Féin would be damaging for Northern Ireland.
It would be hugely detrimental for Northern Ireland if we, in the majority of seats as you pose it, were represented by people through the deafening sound of silence, by people who refuse to participate, by people who refuse to stand up and speak out for Northern Ireland. That's what we do. That's what the people of Northern Ireland get when they vote for the unionists and pro-union MPs across the province that are interested in speaking up for them.
David McCann from the Irish News is on the line to bring us through this. Good afternoon, David.
Afternoon, Ken.
How's the campaign going for Sinn Féin so far?
Well, the campaign has been very quiet from Sinn Féin because, again, you were saying this in your intro, they have been very much focused on the local and European elections in the Republic. So the campaign has been pretty slow from them up here in terms of posters going up and in terms of boots on the ground. Typically, Sinn Féin are out in force when campaigns are called up here, but they've just been a little bit slower off the mark, and that has been largely due to the focus in the Republic. And it's also a sign of confidence as well in their support levels in the north, which have been pretty strong over recent elections.
Well, it made big gains in the Assembly and local elections. Do they bring that momentum into this election?
Well, yeah, well, yes, they do, because in 2019, they actually performed pretty poorly. They had their worst vote share since 2001. So, again, the only really place for them is up in terms of vote share. Now, they hold seven seats going in. It is worth noting that we aren't really seeing where they would gain any seats. We're talking about them holding the seats they currently have with bigger majorities, because in some of those seats, places like South Down, Fermanagh, South Tyrone, Sinn Féin were ran pretty close in both of those seats, so we would be looking at stronger wins.
A lot of focus on the SDLP. The future of Colm Eastwood is at stake. Will they hold their two seats?
I think so. On paper, the two safest seats in Northern Ireland, 17,000 votes in Foyle, 15,000 votes in South Belfast. The SDLP would have been nervous about these seats at the start of the year, but as the campaign has progressed, we would now be reasonably confident, although you can't be complacent, that the SDLP would hold Foyle and hold South Belfast and Mid Down with reduced majorities.
So both his and Claire Hannah's seats look safe then?
They look relatively safe. Sinn Féin are not standing in South Belfast and Mid Down. They've pulled out. That is a boost to Claire Hannah. Colm Eastwood, again, I think most people in Sinn Féin privately would concede overturning a 17,000 vote majority, which is the biggest in the history of that constituency, would just be a big ask in one go. So for Sinn Féin, it would be about reducing the majority rather than overturning it in one go.
There are high hopes for the Alliance Party. Naomi Long is eyeing 4 to 5 seats. Bring us through that.
Well, okay, so they hold North Down at the minute. They hold that by just 3,000 votes. It's going to be a tough go for them. Alex Easton is standing. He is an independent. He is backed by the DUP and the TUV in this contest. So, again, that's going to be fascinating. You've also got Colonel Tim Collins for the Ulster Unionists in there too. So, again, that's a cracking, fascinating contest there. Alliance would be reasonably confident of holding it because of the split on the Unionist side. But, again, with just 3,000 votes there, they can't be complacent. Next door is the key seat for them in East Belfast, which is their top target seat.
And what about Sorica Eastwood in Lagan Valley?
Sorica Eastwood, of course, with what happened with Geoffrey Donaldson earlier this year, they're targeting this seat. Once a true blue unionist seat, Geoffrey Donaldson held it last time by 6,500 votes. Sorica Eastwood is making a big challenge against Jonathan Buckley, who's the new DUP candidate. He is an MLA for the constituency next door. So it really is now or never. The DUP are reasonably confident of holding this seat, it should be said, but Sorica Eastwood and the Alliance Party are giving it a really good go. So if they can win that, it would be a big boost for the Alliance Party.
The DUP, how could they fare under Gavin Robinson?
Well, his seat is the most marginal in Northern Ireland. He only held it off against Naomi Long by 1,800 votes last time. The TUV are in the race this time. They were critical in 2010 and the then DUP leader Peter Robinson losing that seat. So Gavin Robinson is really going to be putting everything into holding it. But Naomi Long, conversely, is also putting everything in to winning it. So he has to hold that seat. Another seat, marginal seat for the DUP is South Antrim. That's where the former health minister, Robin Swan, is running for the Ulster Unionists. And he's got a really, really tough battle. Most of the polls here are projecting the DUP down 10 points from the last election. So they're going to be really critical battles for the DUP.
Finally, just the Ulster Unionists has that parachute candidate, Tim Collins. You mentioned him earlier in North Down. What's his background? How's his campaign going?
He is a colonel. He did a bit of a speech that went viral during the war of Afghanistan. He's been lured over. He doesn't actually live in Northern Ireland. He has committed that if he wins that seat, he will move his base to North Down. He is from Northern Ireland, though. But he's had a couple of faux pas during the campaign. So he's tried to make statements, like, for example, about the high cost of car insurance. But he made an unfortunate faux pas by saying it cost him as much to insure his Rolls Royce over in England as much as it costs to insure a basic standard car here. So again, just some faux pas, evidence of political inexperience. But however, though, it should be said, though, he is getting some interesting endorsements from people like the former UK Unionist MP for North Down, Bob McCartney. So again, he'll be a factor in the race. So we're just waiting to see whether this pays off for the Ulster Unionists.
David McCann from the Irish News, thanks for joining us.